Well, I would never invest in a company like Ultratech Cement. And in this video, I want to give you 7 reasons why I have not bought shares of Ultratech. Number one, as usual, negative free cash flow. The first thing that I look at when I'm looking at any company is whether the company makes free cash flow. So I looked at the data of Ultratech Cement from 2011 till 2021. And let us run through the numbers. So the company has made 57,000 crore operating cash flow during this 11-year period. 57,000 crore, that's what the company has made in cash. Out of that, you have to deduct capital expenditure, which is 25,000 crore. Out of the remaining amount, you have to deduct the interest that is paid to the bank, which is 10,000 crore. And out of the remaining amount, you have to reduce the loan repayment which has been made to the bank, which is 55,000 crore. So operating cash flow minus capital expenditure, minus interest payment, minus loan repayment, the amount is 32,000 crore negative cash flow. So the company has spent 32,000 crore more money than it has earned. So a company that has got negative free cash flow, it's immediately out of my watch list. I mean, I don't even want to discuss the remaining 6 reasons, but just for the sake of making the video, I am discussing the remaining 6 reasons. But one reason is enough for me to reject a company, because there are 5,000 companies in the stock market, and I am only looking for the 20 best companies where I can invest my money. I don't invest in more than 20 companies, and I don't invest in less than 10 companies. That is my personal rule, based on research, because if you own too many companies, it doesn't give you the diversification benefit that owning 20 companies gives you. And if you own too less companies, then you are not diversified. And even companies that make money sometimes go down in terms of stock price. So diversification is important. Even Warren Buffett owns around 82 companies, roughly, under the Berkshire Hathaway umbrella. Anyways, coming back to Ultratech Cement, reason number one, negative free cash flow. The free cash flow is minus 32,000 crore from 2011 to 2021, cumulative. Number two, again, as usual, high debt on the balance sheet. Obviously, if the free cash flow is negative, where is that extra money coming from? The company is borrowing money, right? Otherwise, how will it meet its expenses? So the debt on the balance sheet as of March 2021 is 20,000 crore. You can go to screener.in and type Ultratech Cement there. Go to the balance sheet. You will find this data there. There will be a row called as borrowings, which is the long-term borrowings. So 20,000 crore, which is roughly $3 billion approximately. That's the debt on the balance sheet. So high debt means high interest payment. High interest payment means lower margins for the company. I don't like that. I like to invest in a company that has got very high profit margins and little or no interest payments. Okay. Number three, low cash on the balance sheet. So as of March 2021, the company has got a cash balance of 2,000 crore. So you have debt of 20,000 crore. You have cash balance of 2,000 crore. So it's just cash balance is 1/10 of debt. Well, I don't like such companies which have higher debt than they have cash. In fact, I would like the reverse. I want the company to have a cash balance of 20,000 crore and a debt of 2,000 crore. But here it is reverse. So the cash component is very low. So there is no cushion or there is no buffer, so to speak. Number four, there is a new player in the market. Just recently, the Adani Group has bought Ambuja Cement and ACC Cement. Ambuja and ACC were owned by a Swiss company called as Holcim, which is a cement giant. And they have decided to exit the cement business in India. So that stake has been bought by the Adani Group. Now, the Adani Group is a very formidable group. They already have a huge logistics business. So there is some synergy between the cement business and the logistics business. So I think the Adani Group is likely to benefit from this deal a lot. Plus, since Gautam Adani has stepped into the cement industry, It's like Reliance getting into an industry and destroying the existing players. So there is going to be a lot of competition. Moreover, if you see the financials of Ambuja Cement and ACC Cement, both of them are almost debt-free companies. But if you look at Ultratech Cement, it is 20,000 crore in debt. So huge difference. Although the capacity is small, I think Ambuja and ACC combined would produce a capacity of 60 to 70 metric tons. But Ultratech has got huge capacity. It's around 120 metric tons of cement. And I think the total production capacity is 500 metric tons. So it's like more than one fifth of the production is coming from Ultratech. So Ultratech is a huge player. But just because it's a huge player, it's a market leader, doesn't mean that it will make money. So there are problems in the industry as well. Number five, dividend paid as a percentage of profit is very less. So the total profit has been 32,000 crore reported profit in the past 11 years. Out of those 32,000, the dividend paid is only 3,000 crore. So you can see the company is not even paying 10% of the profit as dividends to shareholders. I like to invest in companies that pay 50, 60, 70% profit as dividends, because dividends is what we get into our bank account. It's real money coming from company's account to our bank account. But if a company is paying less than 10% of profit as dividends, and that too, if you look at the source of dividend, where is the dividend coming from? It's coming from debt, right? The company is not making money. How can it pay dividends? Well, 20,000 crore is the debt on the balance sheet. So it's like the company is borrowing money to pay dividends. I don't like this. So I want to stay away from such companies. I am not saying don't invest in Ultratech. All I am saying is that if you are investing in Ultratech Cement, you must know all of these points. You should be aware of the risk. Okay. And by the way, Ultratech Cement has shown a very good stock price performance. I think the stock has gone up 5 or 6 times during these 11 years. I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's a market leader. Maybe it's consolidated its position. I don't know the reason why. If a company is making negative free cash flow, I am simply giving it a pass. Okay, I'm not interested in the company. Number six, it's a capital intensive business. Again, if I compare this cement business, it takes time to buy land, get the plant commissioned, set up the plant, build capacity. I think to start producing cement after the time you decide that you want to produce cement from this place, I think it takes 3 to 5 years. So it's not an easy process. You can't overnight come up with capacity, which is the reason why the Adani Group has decided to go the inorganic way. Otherwise, the Adani Group could have raised money from the market and set up its own captive cement plant. But that's not the case. It's not easy to set up capacity overnight. It takes years to build capacity. Probably that can be one of the reasons why the valuation of Ultratech Cement is very good, because it is already producing so much cement. It's almost one-fifth of the country's cement production. So it's a capital-intensive business. A lot of money goes into building capacity. If you compare this again with the mutual fund business, if you want to expand a mutual fund business from 10,000 crore assets under management to 20,000 crore assets under management, you don't need to set up a factory for that. The fund managers are going to be the same. The office is going to be the same. The systems, the software, everything is going to be the same. But your business has suddenly doubled. Okay. So there is a difference between an asset management business, which is the mutual fund business, and a cement business. I'm comparing two different businesses here, which are not related to each other. But as investors, we should compare different businesses. It's in the stock market, there is no need for us to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. We can compare an apple with an orange. There is no problem with that, because ultimately, we want to look at a business which is making free cash flow. If you look at Ultratech, Ultratech has produced a negative free cash flow of 32,000 crore. But if you look at HDFC Asset Management Company, in less than 5 or 6 years, they have produced a positive operating cash flow of 6,000 crore, which is almost $1 billion in just 6 to 7 years, right? And positive free cash flow. So you can see the huge difference in the business models. of these companies. And number seven, we are in a high interest rate environment. Well, for the past four decades, the long-term interest rates have been coming down. Central banks of the world have been printing a lot of money. So when the money supply goes up, the price of money, which is the interest rate, goes down. But that is reversing now because inflation has started to increase. The central bank will keep increasing the interest rates. And when interest rates go up, it affects those companies which have a lot of debt on their balance sheet. And Ultratech Cement has got 20,000 crore of debt on the balance sheet as per the Screener website as of March 2021. High debt, high interest rate environment, more interest expense means lower margins. Lower margins, lower profit, lower stock price. These are the seven reasons why I have not bought shares of Ultratech Cement. Reason number one, negative free cash flow. Reason number two, high debt on the balance sheet. Reason number three, low cash on the balance sheet. Number four, competition in the market from the Adani Group. Number five, dividend as a percentage of profit is extremely low. Number six, it's a capital intensive business. Number seven, we are in a high interest rate environment, which is not good for leveraged companies. So my question to you is, are you investing in Ultratech? If yes, then have you looked at all of these factors? I have given you a different perspective on Ultratech here. And I am not interested in investing in this company. And these were my reasons. Thank you so much.